From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House advisors once again saying North Korea will face destruction unless it ends its nuclear and missile programs. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley told CNN North Korea is beginning to feel the pinch, but she is considering moving on from the diplomatic efforts and turning the matter over to U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster still seems to favor sanctions as the way to put pressure on Pyongyang.
Well, we may have to take some steps, though, that restrict trade in any way that we can with this regime to choke off the resources that allow this regime to continue to prioritize their military efforts, their missile efforts, their nuclear efforts over the well-being of their own people.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has pledged to continue his weapons program, saying his country is nearing the goal of equilibrium in military force with the United States. North Korea will be high on the agenda for world leaders this week at their annual meeting of the UN General Assembly. Britain has eased its terrorist threat level from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London. 21-year-old man was detained late Saturday under Britain's Terrorism Act. Earlier Saturday, an 18-year-old was arrested. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Friday rush hour attack, the fifth this year in Britain. Tens of thousands of ethnic Oromo Ethiopians have been displaced in border clashes with ethnic Somalis, with reports indicating that dozens have been killed in the past week. The region has seen sporadic ethnic violence for decades. Sunday, Prime Minister deployed the army to quell the violence. This is VOA News.